Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Seek respect, not attention. It lasts longer. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we learn about the downside of constantly craving attention. Enjoy.
Well, first of all, thank you for your attention. There's nothing quite like being in a room full of people like this, where all of you are giving your attention to me. It's a powerful feeling to get attention. I'm an actor, so I'm a bit of an expert on, nothing, really. But I do know what it feels like to get attention. I've been lucky in my life to get a lot more than my fair share of attention. And I'm grateful for that, because, like I said, it's a powerful feeling. But there's another powerful feeling that I've also been lucky to experience a lot as an actor. And it's funny, it's sort of the opposite feeling, because it doesn't come from getting attention. It comes from paying attention. When I'm acting, I get so focused that I'm only paying attention to one thing. Like when I'm on set and we're about to shoot and the first AD calls out, rolling. And then I hear speed, marker, set, and then the director calls, action. I've heard that sequence so many times, like it's become this Pavlovian magic spell for me. Rolling, speed, marker, set, and action. Something happens to me. I can't even help it. My attention narrows, and everything else in the world, anything else that might be bothering me or might grab my attention, it all goes away, and I just there. And that feeling, that is what I love. Like, that to me is creativity, and that's the biggest reason I'm so grateful that I get to be an actor. So there's these two powerful feelings. There's getting attention and paying attention. Of course, in the last decade or so, new technology has allowed more and more people to have this powerful feeling of getting attention for any kind of creative expression, not just acting. It could be writing or photography or drawing or music, everything. The channels of distribution have been democratized, and that's a good thing. But I do think there's an unintended consequence for anybody on the planet with an urge to be creative, myself included, because I'm not immune to this. I think that our creativity is becoming more and more of a means to an end. And that end is to get attention. And so I feel compelled to speak up because, in my experience, the more I go after that powerful feeling of paying attention, the happier I am. But the more I go after the powerful feeling of getting attention, the unhappier I am. And thanks. So this is something that goes way back for me. I think the first time I can remember using my acting to get attention, I was 8 years old at summer camp, and I've been going on auditions for about a year by then, and I've been lucky to get some small parts and TV shows and commercials, and I bragged about it a lot that summer at camp. And at first, it worked. The other kids gave me a bunch of extra attention because I had been on Family Ties. That's a picture of me on Family Ties, right. Then the tide turned. I think I took it too far with the bragging, and then the other kids started to make fun of me. Like, I remember there was this one girl I had a crush on, Rocky. Her name was Rachel, but she went by Rocky. And she was beautiful, and she could sing, and I was smitten with her, and I was standing there bragging. And she turned to me, and she called me a show-off, which I 100% deserved. But, you know, it's still, it really hurt. And ever since that summer, I've had a certain hesitance to seek attention for my acting. And sometimes, you know, people would ask me, they'd be like, well, wait a minute, if you don't like the attention, then why are you an actor? And I'd be like, because that's not what acting's about, man, it's about the art. And they'd be like, okay, dude. And then Twitter came out, and I got totally hooked on it, just like everybody else, which made me into a complete hypocrite, because at that point, I was absolutely using my acting to get attention. I mean, what, did I think I was just getting all these followers because of my brilliant tweets? I actually did think that. I was like, you know, they don't just like me because they saw me in Batman. They like what I have to say. I've got a way with words. And then in no time at all, it started having an impact on my dearly beloved creative process. It still does. I try not to let it. But, you know, I'll be sitting there, like, reading a script. And instead of thinking, okay, how can I personally identify with this character? Or how is the audience going to relate to this story? I'm like, what are people going to say about this movie on Twitter? And what will I say back that'll be good and snarky enough to get a lot of retweets, but not too harsh because people love to get offended and I don't want to get canceled? These are the thoughts that enter my mind while I'm like, supposed to be reading a script, trying to, you know, be an artist. And I'm not here to tell you that technology is the enemy of creativity. I don't think that. I think tech is just a tool. It has the potential to foster unprecedented human creativity. Like, I even started an online community called Hit Record, where people all over the world collaborate on all kinds of creative projects. So I don't think that social media or smartphones or any technology is problematic in and of itself. But if we're going to talk about the perils of creativity becoming a means to get attention, then we have to talk about the attention-driven business model of today's big social media companies.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.